Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, welcome to the Winning Every Day podcast. It's such a joy to connect with you today. Wherever you are listening from, in your car, at home, at work, or even on a morning walk, I celebrate you for choosing to start your day with God's Word and with this family of faith. Today's devotional is one that touches each and every one of us because, truthfully, we've all been here. The topic for today is patience in the process. Our Bible text for today is from James chapter 1 verse 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Not long ago, I came across the story of Florence Chadwick, an American swimmer known for long-distance open water swimming. In 1952, Florence attempted to swim from Catalina Island to the California coast, a 26-mile journey. On the day of her swim, the weather was foggy, and she could barely see the boats beside her. After 15 hours in the water, exhausted and discouraged, she asked to be taken out. But here's the twist. When she got into the boat, she discovered she was less than a mile away from the shore. Later, she told reporters, "I think if I could have seen the shore, I would have made it." 2 months later, with the same foggy weather, she tried again. This time, she kept the picture of the shore in her mind, and she made it. She broke the record. Friends, what a lesson about patience and endurance in the process. Many times in life, like Florence, we're swimming in fog. We can't see the shore, and it feels easier to quit. Maybe for you, it's a career goal, a business dream, a family prayer, or even your spiritual growth. You've been at it for months, maybe even years, and you're tempted to say, "Lord, I can't do this anymore." But the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Can I ask you today, what is your Catalina swim? What process are you in right now where you feel like giving up? Here's the encouragement. If you don't give up, if you hold on with patience, the shore is closer than you think. God is not done with you yet. Patience is not just waiting. Patience is waiting with trust. It's holding on in faith that God is working behind the scenes, even when you can't see the results yet. Think about Joseph in the Bible. He had dreams of greatness but was thrown into a pit, sold as a slave, and later imprisoned. For more than 13 years, it looked like nothing was happening. But when the process was complete, Joseph rose to become second in command in Egypt. What if Joseph had given up in the prison? What if Florence Chadwick had quit the second time? What if you quit now? Beloved, hear this, your story is not over. The fog is temporary. The shore is closer than you think. Keep pressing on. So, take a moment. What area of your life is God asking you to be patient in right now? Could it be in your job, your marriage, your studies, your health? Reflect on this today. Remember Romans chapter 8 verse 25 says, "But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently." And friend, while you wait, God is strengthening you, shaping you, and preparing you for the promise. Here's your action point for today. Write down one area of your life where you need patience, and beside it, write down a Bible verse to encourage you in that area. Each time you feel like quitting, declare that verse over your life. Now let's make a faith declaration together. Wherever you are, say it out loud with me. Today, I choose patience in the process. I will not give up. I will not lose hope. God is working all things together for my good. The fog may be thick, but I believe the shore is near. I am strong, I am steadfast, and I will finish well in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for today's reminder about being patient. We ask that you help us to trust you in the process. I pray for everyone listening right now who feels tired, who feels like giving up, renew their strength. Open their eyes to see hope Let patience have its perfect work in their lives. Bless our day, guide our steps, and let every one of us experience victories today. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. What a refreshing word today. Remember, patience is not just about waiting. It's about trusting God in the waiting. If this message has blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a family member, or even on your social media. You never know whose foggy swim this could encourage today. This has been Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you joined me. Till we meet again, go and win with Jesus.
You are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.